Hey guys, welcome back to another No Rules podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Bailey.
What's up? T-Ray Scott.
And we have a special guest with us. It's my little brother, the one, the only, Samuel Denon.
What's up?
What's up, Sam?
You look good, dude. I'm not going to lie. No.
I look good. Why do you say that?
No cap. No. You've been working out, haven't you?
What, you got a crush on your brother?
Yeah. No, bro. I got no crush on anybody.
I'm just a good-looking human.
You got some little arms.
Yeah, you got some little girl arms, I think.
I'm stronger than both of you guys combined, I think.
Probably.
What is that? Hold on, Tyler. You gotta tell them what you're drinking before you...
What is that?
Oh, I don't like that.
What does it taste like? Let me see it.
Oh.
It's Three Olives Loopy. It tastes like Fruit Loops.
Is it bad?
It tastes like a straight Fruit Loop in your mouth.
Give me the cold chills for some reason.
Okay, so you've been listening to the show since we started, right?
Yeah, sure have.
Give your opinions on it.
I think it's really good. I think it is good. Like, it's pretty decent. I think when you had Matt on, he was pretty good at it too, so it helped.
Yeah. So you always like to shit on me. You know that? You like to shit on me a lot.
Do I?
Yeah, because you're a little bitch. I'm just saying. You like to shit on people.
I don't know. You've shit on him a lot on the podcast.
Well, yeah, because he's not here and I can't smack him in the face.
Or is it the other way around? He can't smack you in the face.
I think that's why.
Done anything? Have you ever seen him do anything to me?
Negative.
It's because I can't. He's too fast.
The last time I seen you guys go at it, you were 14, Sam, and Bailey was getting tossed around like a rag dog.
A what?
Rag dog.
14.
Rag doll?
Yeah, rag doll.
It's not rag dog.
That's what I was always said. No one's ever. I mean, I don't know. I've always said rag dog.
It's rag doll.
Well, fuck rag dolls.
Rag dog. Rag dog.
Yeah, dude, we finally got the audio fixed. Thank fucking God.
Yeah, this is like the third attempt at this podcast right here.
I'm not gonna lie though, our setup is sick as fuck.
Yeah, I actually put in a lot of work with Matt yesterday. A lot. This whole table, we built this from piles of metal and wood.
Yeah, I would have been here, but I had to do some stuff for my birthday.
Yeah, I guess it's...
Yeah, talking about that.
It's your free pass.
It's T-Ray Scott's birthday today.
Yeah, what's up?
Happy birthday, man.
Yeah, 22.
22?
I hate getting old.
It sucks.
I fucking hate it.
I woke up today and I know my whole back hurt for some reason.
Yeah, I got like...
Bailey, I'm already graduated high school. Isn't that crazy?
It's because you're a baby back. A little bitch. About time you finally fucking graduate.
You have red a beard.
He has a landing strip too.
I look better than both of you.
Oh, shit.
Cap.
Have you fucked around with any models?
Cap.
Have you?
No. But I'm just saying, have you?
No. Who has?
Sam Denon.
Have you?
Hey, man. We can't bring up the past. That's all. All I know is I look better than Bailey. I look better than T-Ray Scott.
I mean, I guess, if you want to be logistical.
Ask anybody. Just go
dude,
ahead.
I ain't got to ask anyone. I know I'm the best looking.
We have
one.
A bet going on right now. We actually forgot to take pictures.
It's because you're going to lose and you've been putting it off.
We could take the picture right after this podcast. Where Sam, so, who do you think's the better look?
I think you could run on a treadmill, like a jog, for an hour straight.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I did it for
probably.
I did it for 15 minutes one time.
I could do it.
For an hour?
I did.
You think you can do it for an hour?
I could do it right now.
I did it for 15 minutes.
That's a fourth of an hour.
Did you do it for $100, Bailey?
I could do it for $100.
Run on a treadmill for an hour.
Dude, I've lost 100 pounds. I can do anything.
And you cannot change the speed the whole time. You're just jogging the whole time.
Yeah, dude, I could do it.
All right, I will set the speed at 10 miles.
You're crazy.
That's a jog, isn't it?
I put on like 5.5.
That's a walk.
Nah.
That's a walk.
That's like a jog.
That's a walk for Bailey.
But for an hour.
My belly button's fucked up again.
Is it?
Yeah. You want to see it?
We got to buy all these tampons again. Damn it, Bailey. Come on. Oh no.
It hurts.
Oh, that looked weird.
I didn't see it.
I'm not
Bailey,
show
stand
you,
up.
Bro.
Stand up and show him your belly button.
Okay.
Yeah, do it.
Oh god.
Oh, it's all slimy.
Ew.
Dude, it's antibiotic medicine from the doctor.
Using your fucking
nah. But I've never had a belly button bleed though. My belly button.
Mine doesn't either anymore. It just my doctor said it's I'm more prone to skin infections than most. I had something to do with my immune system.
Jesus.
It's not funny.
I'm not laughing. I just said
Sam
Jesus.
Is. Look at him.
You know why? Because he thinks it's funny because you're his brother.
It's not funny, bro.
To Sam it is.
It's not.
So, oh, dude, what's your favorite conspiracy theory that you wholeheartedly believe in right now?
Aliens, 100%.
You think aliens are fucking real?
Yeah. What do you not?
I mean, I do think they're real, but at the same time, it's hard to say, bro.
You just sit down and really think about it. Like, it's pretty, I don't know.
I really do not think that we're the only ones out here. That's just my opinion.
Think about it. Have you seen how small we are compared to everything? Just like...
Like us as a planet?
We're nothing. Yeah, we're nothing. We're as nothing, a planet, man. We are nothing compared to everything. And you're telling me we're the only ones.
I don't know, bro.
Doesn't make sense.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I really think that aliens came down and fucked some monkeys. And
you think aliens came down and fucked some monkeys?
And turned us into us.
What the fuck?
That's that missing link, bro. Yeah, shit, cuz.
What? Adam and Eve were... Monkey and alien.
Alien penis and monkey vag. That's the story. That's fucked up.
Monkey vag.
Sam, do you remember the time that I punched you in the chest and made you cry? Remember that?
No, I don't remember.
Remember when I threw you against the mini fridge?
He's calling your bluff.
Yeah, I remember that.
What happened?
I remember that. I was a little kid, though. If you try anything like that now...
I'll pick you up and throw you again, dude.
Oh, fuck.
Look at these shoulders. Look at these shoulders.
What shoulders?
My
You'll just come out of place again.
Ellen DeGeneres shoulders. That's what I have.
Yeah.
He got them. Sam got them wide shoulders.
So, Sam, what do you think the next step is for you in life? I know you're finding out what adulting is. I've been doing it for about 6 years. So, what do you... What's your thoughts on adulting and all that?
Just a lot of work.
Oh, yeah? Is it?
Work.
Remember when you'd call me and be like, hey, man, get on the game. It'd be like 11 o'clock. You know why I don't get on the game at 11?
Yeah.
You're at work.
Yeah.
You understand now, right?
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
You tired? Or you get sleepy?
Yeah, and the weekends are so short.
Yeah.
Where are you working at now?
I'm working in a metal, it's like a, they make metal car parts for like Nissan and stuff like that. I work there.
Yeah.
Oh shit, hell yeah.
You know, metal on lines and nut welding metal, that's all it is. It's pretty easy. $14.50 an hour.
Damn.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy for a kid that just got out of high school.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's just a little job to throughout college.
Is it hot?
Or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it's not too bad. There's so many fans in there, so.
Well, that's part of the infrastructure playing with the legalization of marijuana, though.
Yeah.
Is that the jobs are going to pay more because of all the taxes, I believe.
Yeah, I agree.
What do you think, Sam?
I think legalization of marijuana helped just about everything.
You think so?
I mean, not as many people on hard drugs. Makes the economy better, gives people jobs, gets people out of the streets, you know. It's not all illegal.
Yeah.
So, weed not being legal here in West Virginia, when you come to West Virginia, what's it like? Is it, what's the difference between here and Illinois? Like the
CBD? It's just everybody in Illinois smokes weed, literally everybody. When you drive past dispensers and see lawyers, doctors coming out of there. I mean, it's crazy, but yeah, that's pretty much it. There's a lot more people on hard drugs in West Virginia. I noticed that.
Yeah, a lot more people.
It's kind of crazy how many people are addicted to fucking pills here.
Yeah.
It's
gross.
Like the time I caught people in the Wendy's bathroom when I worked there in high school with a needle sticking out of their arm.
Yeah, it's gross as fuck. It's so goddamn nasty.
And I don't know. It's just, I feel like people who are on them hard drugs, yeah, there's going to be people who still are going to be addicted to those hard drugs when weed is legal, but yeah, it's going to be a lot less. And people who do stop those hard drugs and start smoking weed, I mean, through the withdrawals of the hard drugs, it would help.
I mean, I don't know. I think, personally, it should be legal everywhere. That's what I think.
I agree with that.
This is kind of off topic, but I got a question. You guys live in West Virginia in the Appalachian, man. So what's your thoughts on skinwalkers?
Skinwalkers?
Oh, you're talking like the shape-shifting fucking people?
Oh, yeah. Scary. Very scary.
You asked Chase Starkey, bro. He wholeheartedly believes in skinwalkers. Sorry, I had to burp.
What do you think, Bailey?
I mean, if you look back through ancient times and there's tales of, like, Bigfoot and skinwalkers and Wendigos and stuff, I mean, maybe at one point they did exist. I mean, I'm not saying they didn't, but maybe at one point they did, but I don't know.
But you also got to take into consideration, a lot of people did psychedelics back in them days, eating mushrooms and shit.
That is true.
Ate a lot of psychedelics.
Like as a healing property. I mean, yeah. I think if there is any, I mean, I'm the type of guy, I got to completely be given all the facts to disprove something.
Yes.
So, I mean, yeah. I mean, they probably did exist at one point. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think about it there, fucking Ricky?
I don't know. I've never seen one, so I don't believe it. Fuck it.
I mean, I feel like there was at one point, but nowadays I feel like we would see them now.
You think?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's someone you already know that just shapeshifts into like a bunny rabbit or something.
Then somebody should have killed one by then.
Sam, what was that? What is that in your hand? What was that?
Nothing, bro.
A little something.
What was that? It's fine. You're loud.
It's nothing. I don't know what you're talking about.
So what do you think the next step is we need to do for the podcast? I mean, give us some feedback.
I think you guys need to get some cameras, start a YouTube channel for sure, start an Instagram, start a Facebook.
I'm not going to lie, though. We should promote. Is Jerry Denon in the house right now?
I don't know. Bring your face off the mic.
Is Jerry Denon in the house right now?
Yeah, but I think he's in his room or something. So
He's hiding in his fucking cave like an owl.
He's hiding. He's eating them snacks.
Yeah,
he's eating them snacks that he hides.
Yeah,
bro. Do you remember how mean he used to be when he was big? You remember that?
Yeah, so, for all the people that don't know, me and Bailey's dad used to be about 380.
Jesus,
and this man was fat and mean, and he would hide snacks in his room. It was all bad.
You know when they come down for the birth of my daughter, he's going to be a guest, like, real time. You know that, right?
Yeah.
He's going to be what?
He's going to be a guest on the show.
Real time.
Oh, yeah.
We should have headphones by then, too.
Dude, we'll have everything that we officially need by Wednesday.
Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah. Because you're going to get the other two headphones and the mic. I'm buying all the cords we need. Matt already bought the headphone amplifier, and I'm buying two more arms, so we'll be good to go by next Wednesday.
This is awesome. But yeah.
Maybe if Sam would make the fucking trip in here, we could get him as a guest real time. We don't have to do this stupid Zoom call shit.
Yeah. I'm excited for him to come down.
You're making fucking excuses, bud.
I'm ready for a nice roast sesh between them two, these two.
Yeah. What's up, Sam? You need to come in, bro.
You guys need to roast each other right now.
What?
Nothing.
What'd you say, bud?
Just look at yourself, bud.
Oh!
I'm just saying, bro, like, if you would stop making excuses and just drive here on a weekend, we could get this shit rolling.
Could we?
Yeah, dude. Well, I could have you right across from us, right there with the other arm. Just talking.
Yeah.
Just talking, bud.
So what's up with the excuses all the time, huh?
He has a bar mitzvah.
Dude, why is your head so oily?
It's not.
Yeah.
I just took a shower.
It looks pretty oily, bud.
Does it? So.
All right, so we all played football. Like, do you guys have any real bad injuries?
Yeah, dude. I've had, you know about mine.
I broke a finger one time.
Oh, that's tough. I dislocated my sophomore year. I dislocated my shoulder 3 times. Yeah, that sucked. And then the third time I even dislocated it with a shoulder brace that attached to my shoulder pads and still dislocated it and had to have surgery.
You know, I watched somebody break the collarbone one time at practice. It was us linemen. I was a freshman and he was a senior. And he was going up against his other senior and he hit this dude. And when he hit him, his collarbone went through the skin or some shit.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh. Never, shit was nasty. They took the shoulder pads off.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Sam, you remember me with the whole shoulder fiasco. I took my junior year off because of it.
Yeah.
Wasn't your dad pissed?
Yeah.
Oh, dad was mad. He bought me all the stuff I needed for junior year football season, and I said, you might as well return this. Yeah, I remember.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't play junior year either.
Yeah, but he was skinny then, so he didn't get as mad.
He understood, like, with the coaches and stuff. Like, it's just pointless.
Oh, no, I feel like younger siblings get away with a lot more stuff.
Oh, 100%. I mean, he has a MacBook, and I don't, so that explains a lot.
Well, you also got to think he lives there, bud.
Well, that's bullshit.
You live 8 hours away.
6.5.
I said 8 just for the
just
stops.
For like stopping and food.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Maybe taking a shit somewhere. Sam, when are you driving out here next, man? We need you out here.
Whenever I can, bro. It's hard with work and stuff now, so.
All you got to do is tell him, hey, my brother's having a kid, and I got to see the birth of this little baby. That's all you got to say.
What was that look about? Goodness.
You look like you have dirt on your upper lip.
So are we all taking shots for the episode or what?
Yeah, dude, I'll take a shot right now.
I just took a shot.
I did too. That's my second. I'll do another.
I can't. I can't right now.
Come on, Sam.
Get
your bottle. Let's do it.
Ever since that Crown Peach put me in the hospital, I can't.
Let's do it, Sam.
Put you in the hospital?
Yeah, I got alcohol poisoning.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're taking a little drink break right now.
It's alcohol poisoning, Tyler.
I think it's because he's a little girl.
Fucking sucks.
Yeah, so I know this is a listen-only platform for right now, but on the centerpiece of our podcast table is nothing but alcohol. Alcohol bottles. There's, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? 10 bottles of alcohol?
I promise you we do not drink.
Yeah, this is just sweet tea and what's in mine.
Bailey's drinking the orange drink. What are you talking about?
I got some...
He got some Kool-Aid.
A little bit of action going on.
He got some Kool-Aid.
No, it's more than Kool-Aid, son.
Sam's is cold, though. His is frosted.
All right, Sam. Tilt her back, bud.
Here.
Hey, chug that until I say stop, Sam.
Cheers, bud.
I'm good.
Oh, yeah. Crown Apple.
That's fucking nasty.
Well, sometimes you just got to be a man, Tyler.
Man, listen. Michelob Ultra. I'll drink that.
That's a fucking low-calorie beer.
I can't drink beer anymore.
You know how many times I've been drunk off Michelob Ultra? The other day, my grandpa kept buying me Michelob Ultras, and I was plastered on a boat.
That sounds like a really bad time.
And beer is so bad for you, too.
Yeah.
Beer is real bad for you.
It is, but ever since I got really sick off that fucking Crown Peach, every time I drink, I just want to throw up.
Vagina. Yeah. That's what I hear is vagina.
When was that, Tyler?
Couple weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. You can ask Bailey. I was in the hospital.
Really?
Yeah. He was off work and everything.
for 3 days.
But we said it was a stomach flu, so he'll be okay.
Yeah. That's what the doctor said it was, but I'm pretty sure it was alcohol poisoning. I almost died.
Sam, remember all them times we used to get on top of Ader? Remember that?
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
That was back in the day.
Yeah.
Dude, we used to get on top of a middle school and just sit up there and eat spicy chickens from Hardee's. Remember that?
Do you remember when we were at Tristan's house and you were chasing a basketball and you rolled your ankle real bad and we started kicking your ankle and you're just sitting there crying?
What the fuck?
Listen, in my defense, I sprained my ankle so bad they called it a third-degree sprain, almost a fracture. My ankle was the size of like a tennis ball.
And you guys kept kicking it?
Yeah, they were fucking pieces of shit. Yeah.
I'll never forget the time Sam came in. I forget how old he was. But we went to this carnival. And we were fucking shooting off bottle rockets and shit. You know the people we about hit?
Yeah, I remember that. That was a fun time.
And then fucking, we were getting like whole rolls of firecrackers and lighting them off at one time.
Yeah, I remember that. That was pretty bad. I remember, I wasn't in that time, but I remember you guys fucking calling me and telling me that you were shooting bottle rockets at fucking ducks and shit at the fucking, what was it, a fair?
Yeah, carnival.
Jeez.
Where are you at, Bailey?
That was the alcoholic stage of Bailey.
Yeah, that was actually. Yeah, maybe you can elaborate on that, Sam, because you had to live with mom and dad during that. Maybe you could give me the behind the scenes.
Oh, shit. My bad. I just hit the table. Yeah, what was your...
In and steal all of our food.
What was that like going through when Bailey was through that stage? What was it like? What was it like?
Me and him didn't really talk back then much. He would just come to my house, steal food out the fridge, and leave.
What did mom and dad think?
They were pretty worried.
You think so?
I don't lie. Yeah.
What were they worried about? I mean, I was living, man.
Drunk.
Yeah, I was pretty drunk.
Talk to him and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, Puff Bar died. Sam's pissed. Uh-oh. No.
He's upset. He just laid back in his chair. He's upset.
No Puff Bar for Sam. You think they thought I was, like, addicted to hardcore drugs?
No, I didn't think that, but...
I mean, I was just... Like I said, man, I was just drunk. That's it.
Every day.
Every day.
Unless you're drunk in one sitting.
I don't know. Me and Chase used to hit it pretty hard. Me and him would split a half gallon of Jack Daniels.
Jesus.
We'd hit it pretty hard. That's why I can't drink Jack no more. It hurts me real bad. I remember throwing those parties at the apartment, bro. Did you ever get invited to one of them, Sam?
I went to, like, one thing, but not really.
I remember me and Brennan Gathings stole a stop sign. I remember that, and everyone that came to the parties would have to sign it, and the stop sign was covered in signatures. Yeah. We drove by this little stop sign that was put on, like a sawhorse, because someone, I guess, hit the original one on the pole, and we hopped out and grabbed it and stole it.
I'll never forget the time you and me... got locked in Aaron's car.
Yeah.
Hotboxing that fucker with cigarettes.
Oh my god.
Our eyes were burning.
It was bad.
From cigarette smoke. We're like, fuck this. And we get out of the car and the horn starts beeping. And it was beeping for like 10 minutes and smoke was still rolling out.
Yeah. Sam used to drive to other towns and beat the shit out of people. I remember that. Remember that, Sam?
Yeah.
Hey, what's the story on that? Tell us the story.
It was basically just some kids talking crap in Paxton, so me and Cam pulled up and gave him the work, man.
Gave him the work.
Did you leave the car running?
We were in, like, middle school, though. Yeah. Or it was, like, freshman or sophomore year. I don't know. I don't remember.
No, dude, you had your license.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd be in middle school if he had his license.
No, definitely not. He's, like, a sophomore in high school.
Yeah, but you—that's why you asked.
Yeah,
you're like, were you in middle school?
I don't know.
And I was like,
how old were you?
I don't know. I don't remember. My memory is butt from football.
That's what happens. You just keep drinking all the time. Trust me, I'd be able to tell you.
The brain cells are missing, Bubby. from the drinking.
That shot of liquor made me so hot, dude. I'm sweating.
You trying to take another one, or are you baby about it?
I ain't no baby, dude.
I want Tyler to take a drink.
I already took a drink, bro.
He's not going to do it.
I can't do it with the liquor.
I got some peanut butter whiskey here, too, if you want to switch it up.
I'm not with the liquor anymore, Randy.
So, Sam, I know with you becoming an adult and finally paying taxes, what do you think about our current administration? What do you think about that?
What do you mean?
Like, what do you think? How is President Biden doing?
I do not like President Biden, bro.
You don't?
Who does? Like, literally, genuinely, who likes him?
There's a lot of people who like him, but man, I don't like him.
I think Trump won that election by a landslide.
Oh, let's get into this.
He did win that election.
I know so many more people that like Trump over Biden. It does not make sense how he won.
So you think it was rigged?
I do, yeah.
So do you think in the mail-in voting, do you think there was dead people who had just mailed in a vote?
Oh, for sure. It's facts that it is.
It happens every election. And yeah. I think the 2016 election, they just... The uproaring support for President Trump was just too much for the opposing party to handle. That's what I think.
I agree with that.
And I think it was the same thing. So this past election, they just pumped up the numbers. I think that's what I think.
Yeah, and I think people are starting to realize.
You remember the voting time would end, then the next morning Biden would have hundreds and thousands more votes, and it didn't make any sense overnight.
Yeah. I know during this election cycle me and you talked like every day. Remember that?
I do guys remember you guys talking all the time. But like this thing that's going on in Texas right now, all the Democrats are running fleeing from the new vote, trying to not vote against the new voting laws.
Isn't that illegal?
Yeah. Like as soon as they step back in Texas, they're getting arrested. And sent back to the Capitol.
You think that'll actually happen, though? Is the real question.
Yeah. Because they're in Washington right now. They're not in Texas.
I know the dude was with, like, a case of beer. I know that. What do you think, Sam? What do you think's going to happen with all this?
I don't know. It's not going in a good direction, though, man. Life's getting crazy. We're living in history right now. Like, this stuff is insane, what's going on right now.
So, by the end of Biden's term, do you think Donald Trump will end up on top with the next presidency?
I think 2024, Trump will be president.
You think so?
Motherfucker, I hope so.
Yeah, true. Well, he don't get to run again, will he?
No, if he does two terms, that's it.
Okay.
Hopefully his son runs.
Yes, his son's a badass. I like his son.
I just think, like, I can tell you from experience, my paychecks during Trump's presidency and now into the Biden administration, I made more money per week with President Trump in office. I made so much more money.
Yeah.
Because of the taxes and the way he set everything up, I made so much more money. And I think it's fucking bullshit.
It is.
The current administration doesn't have any regard for the people that live here. And I think if it keeps up the way it is, I think we are heading for a fucking recession. Like a bad one.
Yeah, I think we'll be into a recession. What about you?
Yeah, Sam. You gotta pay attention, bro.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
And then, like, China is buying land here, which is fucking insane.
Yeah, like...
That's scary stuff. That's scary stuff.
Like, not too long ago... There's a farm right beside my dad's workplace, and a Chinese people had bought it, and they had bought it like way more than what it was worth.
Yeah, like they're just over here buying hundreds and thousands of acres of land. Like I think their end goal is to own more of the U.S. than the U.S. does.
Yeah, they said that they're going to run this place.
What do you think, Sam?
I think China's has some bad intentions. That's what I think. I think China and Russia are just... Well, I think one of these days something's going to happen. I mean, you see all the stuff with them both having their warships pointed at us? I mean, that's scary.
So do you guys think that we'll go into war here in the next couple of years?
Not to sound like a complete fucking conspiracist, but yes, I think it's coming, whether it's in the next couple of years or the next decade. I think there will be a new war with one of the bigger superpowers in the world. Because you got to think, ever since World War II, we haven't gotten to a war with another superpower. It's because we know. Like, two superpowers going to war is, that's not good. Millions of people are going to die.
Yeah. So, let's say we're on the track right now of, say we're on, like, we're on the track right now, like the way we are right now.
Yeah.
And, like, we're like that here in the next few years.
Yeah.
Do you think our next few generations, do you think we're going to end up speaking Chinese or some shit?
No, I think America always prevail. That's what I think, yeah.
You think?
Yeah, I do too.
You got to think, dude. We're the last freest place on the face of the earth. I've said it before, and I'll say it till I die, is that this is the best place to live.
Yeah. Still, at the end of the day, don't matter what color you are, what you believe in, what religion. I think, at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, I think we'll come together.
Well, you got to think the last time we came together was after 9/11.
Yeah.
For an event to be so disastrous, that's when people will stop this petty bullshit of division.
Yeah.
Like the whole racism and systemic racism, excuse me. I mean, it's all petty bullshit. So if something were really bad to happen, I think Americans would finally wake up and be like, hey, we got something bigger to worry about. We can put this shit on hold until we figure out what the fuck's going on. Like, I think within the next decade, like I said before, we'll be going to war with China.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You got to think that pipeline that hacker shut down.
Yeah.
On the whole eastern fucking seaboard, people were fucked. The gas stations were out of gas.
Would be crazy.
That's fucked.
War nowadays would be crazy.
Yeah, we've got so much technology. I saw a video of Tim Kennedy. Sam, do you know who Tim Kennedy is?
No.
He's an ex-Green Beret, right? He's a professional UFC fighter as well at the same time. And now he's on the reserve side of it. And he was testing an exoskeleton for weaponry, like big machine guns. So what it looks like is like a... You ever seen them camera arms that like hold the camera still, but you can move around while you operate it?
Yeah.
They had that attached to a fucking M16.
Jesus.
And he had it on full auto, and I tell you, the barrel never even raised. It was fuck... Like, I'll send you guys the link after this. It is insane. Yeah, like, the war nowadays, especially with the nuclear capabilities of every superpower in the world...
That's what I'm saying. I think... That's what I was saying when I said... I think we're going to destroy ourselves.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it.
I think we're going to be destroyed by our own things that we create.
And bringing a daughter into the world, like, this shit scares me really bad.
Yeah.
To know, like, within the next decade, we could be going to, like, war with China.
And if we don't settle shit right now, fix everything, we're fucked.
Sam, what are your predictions, man?
It's hard to tell, dude. I don't know. You know, anything can happen. It's a new age, bro. It's so crazy stuff that's going on right now. So
the only thing I know is if someone tries to invade this country, I'm going to be Red Dawning it in the back country.
I'll be sitting up on a hill somewhere up in the mountains with a 450.
I just, like, I know Dad got into bugging out recently, and ever since the quarantine started, that's when I started building my bug out bag.
Yeah, I didn't start, building a bug out bag until like you got me into it, and I got one still. I mean, I even got jugs of water in my room.
Yeah,
I don't know if the water is any good, but it will keep me living.
Yeah, I know. I got into bugging out pretty hard there during quarantine. Sam, did you ever get into it?
I mean, I have all kinds of bug out stuff. So I mean, I have 3 guns, all kinds of knives, you know.
Like, do you have a dedicated bag, like, staged and ready to go if the shit were to happen?
No, not really.
I'm telling you, dude, you might want to think about it.
I do.
I have a whole plan actually written in this notebook. I have a whole ass bug out plan, bro.
Hell, yeah. when the election stuff was first going on and shit, we were like serious about this shit.
Cause I don't want to.
So what's gonna?
What? What'd you say?
Plan, Bailey.
What's the plan? Well, it depends on the type of action that were to happen. If there was immediate action or delayed action, so like, if we knew something was coming, that's obviously delayed action, right? So that would like martial law or anything along that line. Like, hey, there's people coming here. We're rallying at a house and we are booking it to where there's no cell reception. You've actually been to the location, the fishing cabin.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah, yep. That's where I'm going. But if it's immediate action, like it's from my house, we rally here. And then we, as soon as we get here, we go. Like there's no stopping. There's like, he better be here. His girlfriend better be here because we're hitting the road. Like, that's it. I don't know. I just think it's better to be prepared. Like, me and Cheyenne both have bug-out bags staged and ready to go with an ammo can full of ammo. And that's it. Like, I think that's the best way to be.
Yeah, I went a little fancy with mine. I bought a fucking solar shower.
Yeah, he bought all types of shit.
I bought a solar shower. I bought all kinds of shit, and it fits all in my bag.
I mean, with saying that is, like, I mean, I hope it never happens. I hope this never, ever happens, but if it were to happen, I'm ready.
Yeah, me too.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, better safe than sorry. You're exactly right.
I even got MREs in my bag.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather take my fate in my own hands. I don't trust the government. I never have. I never will, especially with everything that's happened in my life. I was born in 97. With the events that have led up to this day, I don't trust the government not one bit.
Me neither.
And all the shit that they pulled back in the 60s and 70s on unknowing people, like, nah, I'll take my chances.
Yeah. Yeah, no cap.
This is off topic, but one of my MREs is an ice cream sandwich, and them things are so darn good.
This is freeze-dried, right?
Yeah, the things are so darn good.
How does that even work?
Dude, listen. Go to Walmart and get you one of them ice cream sandwiches from...
What is the brand of that?
Mountain something.
Mountain Survival or something like that?
Something like that, but I'm telling you, those things are good.
They're exclusively sold in Walmart.
They have these ice cream sandwiches, dude. Oh my, they're better than like a real ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, dude, I think you should totally get into making a dedicated bag for bugging out.
Probably.
I don't know why you don't.
I bought like 40 of them motherfuckers.
I think it's possibly one of the best ideas you could possibly have.
Fisher, when I was stranded.
What?
Do you remember that night when you had to pick me up in Fisher because I was stranded?
Yeah, dude, I remember that.
Why was you stranded?
Because me and my buddies were out in Fisher talking to these girls, and we didn't have a ride home. We just winged it.
Oh my gosh, we just winged it.
Bro, multiple days, we'd be in a whole different town, like nowhere to go, nowhere to stay.
Oh my gosh. Then how would you get back? Either Bailey or your parents?
Yeah,
I've rescued him a couple times.
Was your parents pissed every time they got you?
I mean, not really.
I remember the time that
but they would let me know.
I remember the time Sam got pulled over past curfew and had to wait till 6 a.m. I remember that.
Yeah.
So how was that? Did you get in an argument with a cop?
License. Dude, I got my license suspended for 2 months because I got pulled over past curfew.
Did you get in an argument with this cop?
No. I was just mad, but ain't nothing you can do about it.
How long did you sit there?
Dude, we had to sit there the whole night.
Like, what time did you get pulled over?
Huh?
What time did you get pulled over?
Like 12.
Oh my gosh. 6 yeah. hours?
Yeah, dude. I remember my dad messaged me and said, "Did you hear what your dipshit fucking brother did?" I'm like, "No, not yet, but I know you're going to tell me." Yeah, he was caught out past curfew and had to wait there, and I woke up to a bunch of missed calls. Yeah, I remember that. That was a good time.
Yeah, not for me.
No, not really. Not a good time for you.
No.
So that cop stayed awake the whole time and watched you.
No, I don't know. He just said if you were to get pulled over by any cop, they would see.
The fuck was that?
I just got a phone call.
What the fuck?
Hello?
This motherfucker answering a phone.
We're right in the middle of the podcast.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah,
fine.
We can hear you. Did you answer the phone?
No, it just kicked me off of the Zoom.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you're good, dude. We can still hear you and see you.
Yeah, we saw you. We can hear you. We thought you answered the phone.
Yeah, dude, with rising conflicts across, with, you know, across seas and shit, I'd rather be more prepared now than ever, especially with having a child. I don't see which way it's going to swing, and it kind of scares me a little bit. I don't know. I don't know what to expect or what to prepare for, but
yeah, I don't even have a child yet, and I'm scared.
Well, yeah, you should be. Everyone should be.
Like,
did you guys see where John Cena apologized for? What was it? Something about China?
Yeah, I saw that.
Dude, that dude's a fucking puppet for China. So is LeBron James.
Fuck LeBron.
Hey, yeah, how was the new Space Jam, by the way?
You know, I didn't even get to see it.
Why?
We drove clear there. All right? Drove clear there. Getting ready for the movie to start. Well, and we haven't paid for our tickets yet, but we were getting ready to walk in. And my mom goes, hey, I need you to come back.
Why?
I had to get my dad's medicine from him having surgery.
Did you drive?
Yeah.
Sam, you're being quiet, bro. What's up with that?
He's under the influence, Bubby.
You guys keep talking. I can't interrupt because I'm on the computer, so I can't tell.
Well, dude, tell me what you think about the whole bugging out in China. And you got the floor, bro.
I mean, like I said, dude, it's hard to tell. I mean, I don't think we need to be too worried right now, but you guys are making it seem like it's a lot worse than it is, but
what do you think will be the
worry about right now?
What do you think will be when we have to start paying attention and be worried? What do you think will have to happen?
Yeah, get on 10 toes, man. Just gotta stay aware.
So when shit does say so. If shit does hit the fan, do you think we'll know right away, or do you think it'll be just right now, like how everything's going on right now, like bam?
I don't know. Like that's a good question. I have no idea.
Like, do you think? Me personally, I feel like we'll see it coming. I feel like we would see it coming.
The government keeps so much from us; it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, or just they want to do another population control and they just don't tell nobody.
And the sad part is you can't rely on the media. You can't rely on the media at all. So if something were to happen, it's going to be behind the scenes and you're just going to have to pay attention through other sources.
You want to know something really crazy?
Yeah.
So I saw this TikTok and they were saying, you know how like they're pushing people from the ages 16 to 25 to get the vaccine?
Yeah.
Well, I saw this TikTok where they were saying for people to get all of these ages to get this vaccine, because the people are saying that when they do get the vaccine, it would be harder for them to get pregnant. They're saying that it's another way of population control.
That's why I won't get the vaccine.
Me neither.
Yeah, I'll never get that vaccine. It's giving people inflamed hearts and everything. It's scary.
Yeah, I wouldn't, and my girlfriend, her being pregnant, she can't get it, but even after that, I won't allow her to get it, and neither will I allow my child to get it.
There was one time your grandma was giving a shit about not getting a vaccination during the baby gender reveal.
I'm not getting it. I'll look her in her face and tell her I'm not getting it.
She goes, has anybody here been vaccinated? We were like, no, and she goes, mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, sorry, not getting it. I'd rather take my chances.
Your grandma's hamburgers are so good.
This whole time, I've never gotten COVID. I even hugged someone with COVID and still didn't get it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Jody.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Jody.
Yeah.
Jody had
I had to take off work for 2 weeks for no fucking reason.
But it was a good time, though.
Oh, dude, I slept in every day. Played a lot of video games. I mean, Sam, have you ever got... You've never gotten COVID.
No.
Do you know any...
No, I know a lot of people have had it.
I don't believe it. I mean, yeah, it's a disease or a virus, but I don't think it's as bad as what the media hypes it up to be or our governors hype it up to be.
I had one family member
the flu.
Did get COVID. And she was my aunt. But
no
she,
one in my family got COVID.
But she survived it.
Nobody. Where do you think COVID came from, Sam?
I think it came probably a lab.
Now, do you think it was a political weapon?
Probably.
Do you think China was behind the curtain of it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, think about it, bro. They knew about it and they didn't close down airlines, they didn't do anything about it.
So maybe Trump putting all them tariffs on China, they were like, "Hey, it's election year. Well, I got something to stop that." That's what I think. I think it was a complete fucking weapon used against our past administration. That's what I think.
I wonder if Donald Trump, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say, like, with, like, the COVID and the election and, like, them trying to stop the election with the COVID, do you think Trump knew all that was going on?
Dude, he tried to warn us.
Yeah, true.
The fact that the Wuhan lab came out and said the only reason we didn't agree with Trump is because we didn't want to be recognized with his administration, and that's the most crazy part, is that all them emails got leaked from Dr. Fauci saying that masks were ineffective and there's nothing to worry about, and the whole time he's on mass media, you should be scared to death, maybe double mask it, and it's like, who are you supposed to trust?
Yeah, my girlfriend's stepdad was saying, he's like, he's an EMT, and he said the only way for them to mask to really work is if you can put a banana on the outside of that mask, and if you cannot smell it, that's the only way it will work.
I think it's all a fucking show. I think a lot of people are scared to death of it, and I think for no fucking reason.
Yeah,
it's just like the flu. That's what it is.
Like, I was there was one time I was driving down the road, I saw this one guy wearing a mask, like them gas masks.
Yeah.
He was wearing a gas mask.
I think it did exactly what China wanted it to do.
Scare the shit out of people.
And the DNC, I think it scared people enough to try to get them to think like, oh, Trump's not doing a good job of managing this. But in all reality, people that are 65 and older are the only ones who have to worry about it.
Yeah.
I think that's fucking bullshit. I think the people should actually wake up and realize, like, hey, maybe the current administration doesn't have our best interests at thought. They're not trying to fight for anything we love. And the fact that the executive gun control and all the gun control they keep talking about is fucking unconstitutional, and it pisses me off.
Yeah, it pisses me off, too.
I do not understand it.
Me neither. I'm not going to lie, though. This whole Zoom meeting with this podcast is badass.
I mean, I guess.
I like it.
Work, though.
What?
It took a lot of work to get it going now.
Yeah, I've been learning. Every day I do this, I learn something new.
I messaged Joe Rogan yesterday.
Yeah. Did he get back to you?
No, he didn't see it.
Yeah.
But Danny fucking Duncan is pissing me off.
Yeah, did you hear about this, Sam?
No, I didn't.
All right, you know who Danny Duncan is, right?
Yeah.
I've messaged this motherfucker like 6 times, and all 6 times, he's seen it, then he hearts it, then leaves me on red.
What do you say? What do you say to him?
I'll show you. Oh, my phone's off. Hold on, I gotta turn it on. But
didn't you tell him to check out the podcast?
Yeah, I told him to check out the podcast. He left it and hearted it. Left it on red.
Nice.
I think he doesn't fucking care.
Nah, he's a fucking asshole. Fuck you, Danny Duncan.
I mean, you gotta think about how many people are texting him. Millions of people are texting him.
Yeah, Like, I was watching one of his videos, and he just, like, put his phone number up.
Yeah, so what the fuck? Why isn't Danny Duncan replying?
Because he's better than me and makes more money than me.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah, see, I'm here. I'll show you. But, yeah, I messaged Joe Rogan. You see that shit?
Dang.
He hearted all three of your messages, too. That's the best part.
Yeah, he's a fucking asshole. So, Danny Duncan, you're probably not going to listen to this, but if you do, I'm calling you out every episode until you get a hold of me.
I don't think he's ever going to get a hold of you.
No, because he fucking hates me. He says he loves all his fans, but in reality, he fucking hates me.
Yeah, he just hates you, though.
Yeah, fuck him.
You gonna box him?
Bro, listen. If Danny Duncan hit me up and be like, bro, you want to box? I'd make him eat his own teeth.
I don't think you would.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I got a scenario for you. I got a scenario for you guys, okay?
All right. Yeah.
All right, so you two in the desert, okay?
Okay.
You and Tyler. Bailey and Tyler in the desert. There's no phones, no signal. There's nothing for miles and miles and miles.
Okay.
And you guys are just walking, and this very poisonous snake comes out, and it bites Tyler right in the tip on the pecker.
You sucking it off for me, Bubby?
You suck it out. You doing it?
I don't know, dude.
Wow. I'd do it for you.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
You're a lying motherfucker.
Oh, yeah? I mean, I don't know. I remember that one time at Timmy's house.
Bro, don't even. Don't even.
What?
What?
What happened?
Okay, so.
You gotta tell me now.
Nah. I was talking to a nice young lady at the time. I had just moved here. And I wanted to send her like a professionally taken dick pic, right? So, you know, you're holding it and like. You can't do it with both hands, so I was like, hey, bro, take this dick pic for me, and he did it. I think that just makes him a little suspect, you know?
Nah, it's just a best friend trying to help a homie out.
He took a dick pic. That is so gay.
That makes you even gayer because you asked.
I don't think so.
You're like, man, can you take this dick pic for me?
What, Sam?
Back to the question. So what are you doing in there? Scenario.
So it's like life or death.
Yeah, so Tyler will die in 30 minutes if you do not.
Man, if you ain't sucking this, I'm fucking killing your ass. We both died.
I'd do it. But after that, we got to tell people it was like on the arm or something. I ain't gonna.
I got you.
Yeah, bro, I'll tell them you sucked the venom out my arm, not the head of my cock. No big deal.
I'll tell them you did on my mozzie.
Would you do it, Sam?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll tell him you did it. You sucked it off my mozzie oak toe.
I'd rather die. I'd rather you beat me in the head with a rock.
You know, there was one time in football when this shit first started going, and it was like hurting. And then like it got like an ingrown toenail in it. And my toe was like this big around. And I was playing football. Didn't tell nobody about it. And the whole time, football practice, just crying, getting it stepped on. Oh, it hurt so goddamn bad.
I've never cried during football.
You try get a toe that's this big around stepped on constantly, nonstop.
Well, the difference between you and me is that I'm a man.
I mean, I wasn't crying, but like I was like, I was tearing
up. You were crying.
I was tearing up.
You were crying.
I wasn't crying because
you didn't tear your ACL.
Dude, listen,
that's pussy shit.
Yeah.
I broke a finger one time. What you got? I'm kidding.
The ACL is so... Oh, my gosh.
I had a kid my sophomore year sprain his ACL.
Sprain it?
I think that's what it...
You can't sprain ACL.
Well, whatever happens to it...
Tear?
He fucked it all up.
Completely tore it in half?
His season was over with.
Yeah.
It was like the third game.
Surgery?
He was a wide receiver. His name's Cody Boggs. I think that's what happened to him. I'm pretty sure. But he was, if I remember right, he was going in for, he got the touchdown, but like he caught at the right side of the end zone at the far back pylon.
Yeah.
And as he was coming down with the ball, it fucked him all up. It was cold too. They fucking wrapped him up in this fucking, what's them things, blankets called? The silver ones?
Oh, the emergency heat blankets?
Yeah, I wrapped him up in that son of a bitch and everything.
I got two of those in my bug out bag right now. Can't say I'm not prepared. I got everything you need.
Yeah, I just turned around wrong and my knee popped and tore my ACL and it was bad. I walked off the field, went back in, fucked it up even worse, and I had to get carried off the field that time, but it was bad.
It's because you got a girl ACL compared to a man ACL.
I don't know. Watching that video, you did fuck your leg up pretty bad.
You what?
You have a girl's shoulder.
Exactly. I guess we're the same then, huh?
And hey, don't forget the girl ankles.
Listen.
I both have them.
Yeah, we both got those.
There was one time we were carrying... I wasn't carrying the couch. I was watching. But he was like, hey, Scott, watch my feet for me. I was looking at his feet. He steps down off these steps, all right, and he starts going. And his ankle goes from straight to a 90-degree angle. I thought it broke.
It's pretty nasty, wasn't it?
Oh, it was so disgusting.
It happens to the best of us and the worst of us, like Sam.
So do you guys watch the NBA at all?
No, bro, I stopped watching.
I'm not real into the NBA.
How about the UFC?
I love the UFC. I love watching UFC.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I'm big into fighting. What'd you think of the Conor McGregor fight?
Yeah.
I was pissed.
I was mad, yeah.
I was upset.
Wow.
I have this...
Yeah, it's crazy.
Did you buy the pay-per-view, or do you buy the subscription for the UFC? Like the ESPN UFC thing?
I watched a live stream on it. It might have been illegal. I don't know.
It might have been an illegal.
Nah, I have this fucking app on my TV. It's the UFC app. Like $10 a month. Watch all the fights.
Yeah, I was into UFC there for a little bit, but with life, I just more important things took up the space for UFC.
Hell, there was a fight that night, Sean O'Malley, and I forget the other dude's name. This dude took 200 punches to the face.
Oh, yeah. Sean O'Malley just messed that guy up.
And this dude, like, he was seconds away from finishing the whole fight and, like, got knocked out.
Yeah.
He took that many punches.
I could do better.
He's like a zombie.
The whole time just kept coming. The whole time.
Yeah, Sam, you're into UFC pretty hard, aren't you?
Yeah.
I like Sean O'Malley. He's good.
Is it Sean? Is that his name?
Sean O'Malley.
Yeah, he was just with Steve Will Do It and them a couple days ago.
Yeah, he was, actually. I was watching... it was after that fight. I was watching Impulsive, and Logan Paul said he's a partier. Big partier.
Sean O'Malley?
Yeah. Big partier.
Yeah.
And the only reason he fights is to get girls. What? That's what he said.
That's the only reason he fights?
Is to get girls.
I mean, shit, I bet it works.
And he only has one loss. He only has one loss, and it was a doctor stoppage, so.
So he's just a tough motherfucker, then.
He's good. Logan Paul was, like, saying one story. Like, he got really drunk and, like, dove. And, like, waist deep water. And, like, busted his head open.
Dude's a fucking idiot. I don't know, dude.
But, yeah, I like Sean. He's a pretty good fighter. But Conor McGregor is my favorite. And when he broke his ankle, I was pissed. Well, snapped it.
Yeah. I think he would have won the fight.
Honestly, I ain't gonna lie. I thought Poirier was gonna win.
Well, they were on the ground for most of the first round, so it's hard to tell. But when they were on feet, I mean, Conor McGregor is doing good.
Yeah, and I was watching something about Joe Rogan was explaining something. When he tries to set up with his left, Poirier is like the hardest. It's like really hard for him to set up his left with Poirier.
What stance does Poirier have? Is it southpaw?
I'm not sure. I'm going to be honest.
He's orthodox. I don't know.
Orthodox.
Yeah.
See, I don't know a lot about the UFC. I mean, I'll watch it.
I'm not gonna lie. I would let with headgear. I want to wear headgear, even though that's a lot worse. I would let Conor McGregor hit me with his left.
Fuck that and fuck you, man.
I would let. I want to ride a bull too.
Nope.
I want to ride a bull too, and I want to skydive. I want to bungee jump. I want to do all kinds of shit. But I would let Conor McGregor hit me in the head with his left hand. Hell, I let Nick Yoho punch me in the face for free, for no reason.
Sam, would you fight him?
You have to get paid to go 3 rounds with Conor McGregor.
I'd do it.
I mean, yeah, I'd probably do it too.
Get paid.
How much money, though? What's the money amount?
100 million.
I think a mil.
A mil?
I'd do it for a mil. Hell, I'd do it for like 100K.
I mean, it'd be pretty easy, just the last 3 rounds.
I'd do it for 100K. Would you do it for 100K?
I don't know. That's brain damage.
Yeah, that is brain damage.
But UFC is safer than the UFC is safer than boxing.
I mean, yeah, I guess. But still.
The only thing you got to worry about is that fucking left hand.
Just keep your right up, bro.
Bro, I think I could take Conor McGregor.
Now
that I'm sitting here thinking, I think I could take him.
You're capping.
Nah.
You're capping.
You guys might think I'm capping. I mean, don't get me wrong. I probably will, most likely, 100% get my ass beat. But I think I could do it.
I think you get knocked the fuck out.
I would. But I think I could. There's a part of me saying that I could do it.
Nah.
You don't think so?
You'll definitely get knocked out.
So, what's your thought on John Jones? That's the real question.
John Jones is a god.
Best UFC fighter to ever live.
Yeah.
I know I said this a couple episodes ago, but Khabib and John Jones.
That would be...
Like in a fight?
During a fight, yeah. Who's winning?
That would be easy, John Jones. They're like not even near the same weight class.
I think Khabib could handle his own and beat him. You got to think, Khabib fought bears.
John Jones is he's like 220 and Khabib is 155.
But I think Khabib fought bears, though.
It doesn't matter. Khabib is going to get wrecked with John Jones.
I don't think so.
You see how long John Jones's arms are?
I think Khabib can handle him.
You're crazy.
If this dude can fight bears and beat them bears' asses, he can beat John Jones.
Heavier than him. You're crazy. That would never work.
He just maul him like a black bear, like a grizzly bear.
He's good on the ground too.
Yeah, I think John Jones is weighing like 250 right now.
Yeah.
And I was watching Joe Rogan. He's not even at his best yet. That's the crazy thing.
Who?
John Jones.
Yeah.
And
think about that next time you make a comment like Khabib would win against.
But
John
here's
Jones.
The thing though. Is he how old is John Jones? Isn't he like towards the end of his prime?
No.
No?
Well, he was the youngest light heavyweight champion of the world.
He's pretty old now. Let me look
at. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's old.
I don't want to say 34.
Well, you got to think though. Some people's primes don't hit till they're like till later in life though. Some people will fucking destroy when they're older.
John Jones is 33. So
I was close.
So he's like right in the middle of it. Yeah. Right in the middle of his prime.
No, I would say towards the end. People usually got their prime like 35.
But I think he would do a lot better in just in the heavyweight instead of light heavyweight.
I don't know.
I feel like because Joe Rogan was explaining that he's more he feels more comfortable when he's at that because he doesn't have to cut any weight.
Yeah.
So that's what he might do better at in the heavyweight instead of light heavyweight.
Only one way to find out.
John Jones, go to heavyweight, pussy boy.
Go up there and give some back spinning fist to someone's teeth.
Snort some more coke though.
No,
then do it.
Don't do that.
Francis Ngannou.
Oh, that guy's a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's like the most humble fighter ever.
Fucking,
He was homeless until he was like 20-something.
Yeah, bro.
He fought the... Something I would never forget is that clean-ass knockout he got with Masvidal.
What?
You said Usman, right?
No, I'm talking about Francis Ngannou.
Oh, I thought I heard Usman.
You know who Francis Ngannou is?
No. I thought I heard Usman.
He's the heavyweight champion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been on Joe Rogan talking about working in the salt mines.
Oh, yeah. I know who he is. Yeah.
That dude's a fucking monster.
He's fucking scary.
Yeah.
Him and John Jones, who you got?
Fuck, bro. That's tough.
John Jones is getting his shit rocked.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't know. I think John Jones's reach is still longer than his, too.
Yeah, it is.
He's like a fucking spider.
His leg kicks, though, are dangerous.
Yeah.
John Jones' leg kicks.
He'll kick you right in the square of your chest.
His fucking elbows, though, are fucking scary, too.
Yeah. Like,
scary.
Jones said he doesn't really want to fight anymore, though.
Did you see those videos of him training with the AR and the carbine shit?
Yeah, it's crazy. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, bro. Post Malone's into that shit, too.
Mm-hmm. So, this is, like, really off topic. Well, not kind of. Tyron Woodley and Jake Paul. Who's winning?
Tyrone.
Yeah. You think so?
Yes, I wholeheartedly believe that Jake Paul needs his fucking ass beat.
But you gotta think, though, they're boxer rules. Jake Paul has skill. He's getting, like, really good.
He's good.
Tyrone Woodley is gonna beat that ass. Call it right here. I just made my prediction. I'll put it on the books.
Which round? Do you think it's gonna be knockout, or do you think it's gonna be by decision?
Hopefully it's fucking knockout. Hopefully Jake Paul just goes to sleep.
I'm not gonna lie. When Jake Paul knocked out Ben Askren, I was so upset.
Ben Askren looked like someone's dad.
He also had hip surgery before the fight.
Yeah. He didn't train for the fight either.
And which was cool about the fight was he gave no fucks about it.
Still got paid.
He got paid.
That's all he cares about.
he said he got the biggest paycheck of his life or some shit.
That's insane. That's kind of sad.
Yeah, UFC is like at the bottom. Like UFC, then women's NBA. That's it. That's like the top. Like that's the bottom lowest.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like UFC fighters don't get paid that much at all.
It's kind of sad.
And the only way you get paid a lot is if you're like big.
Title fights.
Yeah, like if you're fighting like Conor McGregor and shit.
Yeah.
I will say that about Conor is that he brought a whole new pay bracket to the UFC.
Do you guys think he's washed up?
Yeah, he's done.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he has one more fight in him. After he recovers, he's going to fight one more time and that'll be it.
I don't know. I was watching Chael Sonnen and the way he was talking after that fight was like a genius move. Do you think they'll fight again?
Who?
Poirier and Connor.
I hope so. I think they need to.
You might have to put Connor in a fucking ankle brace, though.
Well, Dana White said that he asked to wrap his ankle up, and he didn't. He was allowed to wrap his ankle, but he didn't do it.
I don't think that would have done any different. I think he still would have broke it.
Yeah, Dana was saying that he has like really bad arthritis in his ankles.
Probably from kicking.
So that would do it.
I don't know. I don't watch UFC as much as I used to.
I just started getting into it.
It's fun to watch.
It really is.
Well, maybe if you fucking lived here, we could watch some UFC fights and do podcasts, but you're a baby back biatch.
That's what you guys should do next podcast or next UFC fight. Just commentate the UFC fight.
That's a good idea.
That is a pretty good idea.
Yeah, people do it all the time.
Something else I want to do is like phone calls. Like have people who like us send in like phone calls.
Yeah.
And we like have them on the podcast for like a couple minutes and talk and them ask us questions and shit.
We can do this Zoom call shit.
Yeah. And or them like give us questions and we answer them on the podcast.
Like a Discord chat thing?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, we could do it.
That or do it like on a live stream during our podcast. That'd be
cool.
Well,
that's the problem with podcasts. You can't do them live. You have to record them and then upload them.
Yeah, like doing it like on our Instagram or some shit.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
I just, by Wednesday, we'll have everything we need. And after that, and once we dial in the table a little better, I still got some ideas for the table.
Yeah.
I'm going to work on decor around this area. I'm going to pimp it up.
I'll be there to help.
I'm going
to
pimp it up, son.
Yeah, we're going to have it. You know what would be cool, though, honestly? If we put some walls up.
Yeah.
Around, boom, boom, just a small area for people to move.
Yeah,
that would be cool,
dude. Anything's possible.
Turn out more sound and shit.
Mm-hmm. I want Sam to get in here and become a guest live. I want that to happen.
Yeah, that would be cool.
It's easy to talk and stuff if I was actually there. So
yeah, hopefully he. If he's able to come in during the birth of your child, we can have him and your dad on.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be sick. And we'll have more mics, so we can have like your dad on at the same time or something.
Yeah.
Matt.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
We could all drink, too, when we do it.
Oh, yes.
Nah, I don't know about that. I don't think JD's got it.
I feel like your girlfriend would be very upset if you got drunk after the birth of your daughter.
Dude, I do what I want.
Cheyenne's gonna get drunk when she gets when she has this baby. She's gonna get drunk.
I could see it.
Oh, dude, it's gonna happen. No, for real.
I know.
It's gonna happen.
I'm excited. I'm not gonna lie. I just really hope she calls me Uncle Scott. That's all I want her to do is call me Uncle Scott.
Well, hopefully Sam teaches her how to fight.
Oh, shit. Get beat up by a little 6-year-old.
Sam's the best fighter I think I've ever seen in real life.
I've seen the best fighter I've ever seen. I'm not going to say his name because I'm like friends with him. But he can put the hurt on people. But, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, Sam, you need to make it here, bud.
I'll try.
We're right at an hour and 12 minutes. I don't know. You guys want to cut it or you want to keep going?
I say we cut it.
You want to cut it?
Yeah.
Well, Sam, thank you for being a guest.
It was good having you, man. Fun talking to you.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It's about time you actually participate in some shit, bro. Yeah, so thank you, Sam, for being on. Like always, I'm going to give a little outro. We're available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public.
And wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, pretty much. Basically everywhere.
Anywhere.
You can check out our Instagram. I believe it's at No Rules Podcast. And TikTok is No Rules Podcast 69, I believe.
It is, actually. We got not a lot of content on our TikTok so far, but it's decent. It's decent.
Well, we just got to tell Paul to step it the fuck up.
Yeah.
Especially on Instagram.
Yeah. Them videos, though, he's making are nice.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, real nice.
So, yeah, like I said, wherever you get your podcasts, we're available on. Find us on Instagram and TikTok. And Sam, thanks for being on, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was good having you.
All righty. We'll see you guys in the next one.
See ya.